our sin can be washed. And even though you are so wicked, so evil, so full of mistakes, your sins can be washed with this blood. Yes. This was one of the last things Jesus did as the Son of God. He took the cup. Thursday night. This is my blood, which is shed for the remission of the sins of the whole world. This is my blood. Tonight, if you receive this blood, your sins will be washed away. There are some people here, you've killed somebody before, but you've not been caught by the police. Yeah. But God has seen you. Oh yes. Tonight, you can be free. And your sin and your mistakes can be washed away. If you want your sins to be washed away, if you want to receive Jesus as your Savior tonight, you want to turn away from your sins and receive this great love, then lift up your right hand like this. Just your right hand. And I want to pray with you. Say this prayer with me. If you don't need Jesus, don't lift your hand. But if you want the blood of Jesus to wash your sins tonight, then your right hand should be up like this. Say after me, Jesus.
It is Jesus.
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 Thank you for tonight.
Thank you for tonight.
Oh God.
Oh God.
I know I am a sinner.
I know I am a sinner.
Oh Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Thank you for sending your son.
Thank you for sending your son.
Your son Jesus.
Your son Jesus.
To die for me.
To die for me.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I confess.
I confess.
I am a sinner.
I am a sinner.
I am a dirty sinner.
I am a dirty sinner.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
For my sins.
For my sins.
Please wash away my sins.
Please wash away my sins.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Oh God.
Oh God.
I have done many, many bad things.
I've done many, many bad things.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Please wash me.
Please wash me.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
I open my heart.
I receive Jesus.
Receive Jesus
as my Savior,
as my Savior,
as my Master,
as my Master.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Change me.
Change me.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
Have mercy on me.
I'll bless your name.
Accept me, Jesus.
Accept me, Jesus.
As your child.
As your child.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For saving me today.
For saving me today.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
Say, please write my name.
Write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Please write my name.
Please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
My name is.
My name is.
Mention your name. My name is.
My name is Mbulelo Ntakane.
Please write this name.
Please write this name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For receiving me.
For receiving me.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Lift your hand and say, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
For what you have done for me.
For what you have done for me.
For saving me.
For saving me.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You love the whole world.
You love the whole world.
You love me too.
You love me too.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just lift your right hand like this. Just your right hand. And say after me, Satan.
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 Listen carefully.
Listen carefully.
From tonight.
From
Listen carefully. From tonight,
I will no longer follow you. Satan,
I will not serve you again.
I will not obey you again.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
Now lift your two hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I belong to you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
You love me.
I love you too, Jesus.
I will serve you, Jesus.
I will follow you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord,
for saving me
tonight.
Give the Lord a shout.
Prayer in your language.
They are following you. Same thing what I did. You repeat the prayer and they follow you in the language, right?
Okay.
Wow.
Yes. O buile le nna ka lentswe la gago ka motlhanka wa gago ke go amogela tshwale ka morena le mophulusi wa bophelo baka.
Thank you.
Ke a leboga.
Yes.
Ke a leboga.
Yes.
Ke a leboga ka pholoso.
Yes.
Ke a leboga ka madi a morena Jesu a ile a tshologa go se fapanong bakeng sa dibisaka tsatsi lena la kasheko. Untshwaretse ditlolo tsaka le dibisaka le lefifi la ntse o ke tswa ko go lone. Ke a leboga ka lesedi le o mphileng lona. Ke tla go tsamaya mo leseding e leng lentswe la gago. Tsatsi lena la kasheko ke re wena Satane, wena le nna is over, go fedile. Between nna le wena a ke sa tlhole ke le ngwana wa gago. Ke ngwana wa Modimo. Ke ngwana wa morena Jesu.
Yes.
Morena Jesu, kwala lebitso laka.
Yes.
Mo bukeng ya bophelo, kwala lebitso laka.
Yes.
Lebitso laka ke Mbulelo Ntatane. Le kwale mo bukeng ya bophelo. E re le nna a ke swa a ke fita ko gae lebitso laka le fumanwe. Ke a leboga ka pholoso. Halleluja.
Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, there is a very important service right here on this ground. For all those who received Jesus Christ tonight, it is very important. No one should get down and go, please.
Hello?
Those coming down, remain where you are. The service is not over. All those who receive Jesus Christ will need to be taught the word of God. And tomorrow morning, you are going to be taught the foundations of your faith in Christ. You are also going to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit tomorrow morning with the evidence of speaking in tongues to make you a strong Christian. And the power of God will also be here to heal you. It's also a miracle service. So if you give your life to Christ, you need to be here for this service tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. And the counselors will also be here to attend to the new converts, write your name and follow you up. So you need to be here
If you just gave your life to Jesus Christ, tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Hallelujah, it's time for miracles. I said it's time for miracles. Now, I want to ask those at the stands, do not leave now because you are disrupting the service. Can you hear me? You are disturbing the people. It would have been better that you didn't come than to come and walk out and make the people go out. You are disrupting the service. Please listen to what I'm saying and have the respect for God. We are praying for the sick. One day you would need a miracle. Please show that respect for God. For just 5-10 minutes and then we will be able to go. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hand and say, I respect God.
I respect God.
At the back there, say, I respect God.
I respect God.
Amen.
Amen.
If the president is here, you can't just walk out.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
How many believe that Jesus is a healing Jesus? Many miracles that Jesus did to prove what he was saying. And tonight, Jesus is here to heal, to save, to deliver. Whatever case you came here with, tonight is the last day of that case. In the name of Jesus, Jesus opened the eyes of the blind. Jesus healed cripples. He healed madmen. He healed women. He healed children. Whatever problem you came with tonight, Jesus is more than able to solve it and to heal. He's the Lord that healeth us tonight. That he whatever problem you came with, you couldn't see, put your hand on your eye. You couldn't hear, put your hand on your ear. Whatever the case is, place your hand there. Breast cancer is being healed. Breast lumps are being healed. Tumors are disappearing. Eyes are opening. Receive your healing now. Receive your miracle now. Jesus is a healing Jesus. Jesus is a healing Jesus. Father, thank you for so many miracles tonight. Wonderful miracles tonight. Your power is here.
Your power is here.
Whatever makes you cry in the night,
whatever makes you cry in the night,
God is taking it away today. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now.
Father, we thank you now.
There are angels going through the congregation right now. Receive your blessing. I don't know what it is. Receive your blessing. Father, thank you. Thanks for power. Thanks for miracle power. Thanks for healing power. Thanks for delivering us. I see a burden being taken off somebody's shoulders. I see a burden being taken off your head. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you right now. Fantastic miracles all over this place. I give you praise. I give you thanks. Father, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
let your mighty power,
let your mighty
flow through this congregation. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing right now. Receive it now. This is the moment. This is the moment. Receive it now. Something wonderful is happening. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for miracles.
Thank you for the miracles.
Thank you for healing.
Thank you for
testimony. Thank you for good things. You cannot walk. You cannot walk. Rise and be healed. Rise and be healed. Rise and be healed. Rise and be healed. In the name of Jesus. Receive the power of God. Receive the miracle power of God. Thank you, Lord, for great grace and great miracles. Everybody lift your hand and thank God right now. Thank God right now. Yes, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. Wonderful miracle. Wonderful miracle. Whatever you couldn't do, begin to do it right now. Begin to do it right now. Do it now. You couldn't see, open your eyes. You couldn't walk, begin to walk. You couldn't hear, open your ears. It's happening. Miracles. 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 Healing. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For so many wonderful things that are taking place. Right now, I want you to check yourself. Whatever you couldn't do before, do it now. There's a lady with a lamp in your breast. The lamp has disappeared. Check it right now. Something has happened. Something has happened. Everybody who falls down, falling down, screaming, rolling, bring them to me in the front. The power of the Holy Ghost is here, and there are many angels tonight. Many angels tonight. Many angels tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thanks for your power. Thanks for your miracle. Right now, wherever you are, whatever you couldn't do, begin to do it. If God has touched you, maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. You couldn't hear, but now you can hear. You couldn't walk, but now you can walk. If God has touched you, come to me quickly. Come to the front. Very quickly. Come. Come. Wherever you are, if God has touched you tonight, come quickly. From upstairs. from the back. Angels are here. God's power is here. Wherever you are, if God has touched you tonight, start walking quickly. Start walking. Another breast is healed. Another breast. Quickly, wherever you are, whatever God has done, what are these people coming to do? Go. Move. Jesus, if God has touched you tonight, if God has touched you, come quickly. Quickly.
God is delivering them from
The Bible says Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And many gave heed to the things which Philip said, both seeing and hearing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many that were taken with the palsies were healed. Many miracles tonight. Jesus. Everybody lift your hands. Father, thank you for miracles in Klerksdorp. Thanks for your power.
Thank you for your power.
Thanks for that every wicked thing that is following us is forced to leave us at this campaign.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Olivia, what is happening?
Hallelujah.
Olivia, what is this?
Hello. Hello. Evangelist, we have a mighty miracle here. Mama could not walk. She had problems with her joints, so she could not step on the leg. It was not possible.
Wow.
Tonight, evangelist, as you prayed, and you said, begin to do what you could not do.
Wow.
She decided to test and see. And to amazement,
she's walking.
My God is good.
Show how she used to walk. Show, hold her and show how you used to walk.
Hey.
This is how she was walking. Now throw it away and let's see. Walk and let's see.
Somebody say Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. Somebody say Jesus.
For wonderful miracles tonight. Lydia, what is this? We should take
Evangelist
a picture with all your
since
all the
2006.
We take a picture with all these wonderful crutches. What is this?
Since 2006, this lady could not hear from her right ear.
She could not hear.
She could not hear.
And as I would from 2006,
Yes. I couldn't hear on my right.
This side.
But tonight, after the prayer, she just realized that her hearing had returned.
Wow.
After Tapelo,
her husband is here. He will testify.
And what happened to you? Bidia, what happened to you? Tell us.
It just came partially that my ear doesn't hear.
And then tonight, what happened?
After the prayer, I just told my husband, I can hear.
After Tapelo.
Wow. Husband, is it true?
Exactly, it is true.
This right side does not hear.
Yes.
Then I'm sure you have to sleep on her left side so that she can hear you when you are calling her. Doctor, wait. Check her here. Check it. Stand right there. Bidia. Close the other one that was good, right? Uh-huh. Okay.
Jesus.
What language? Wait. Okay.
I have healed.
Yeah. So speak out. Speak.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lord is good.
Something. Say something else.
I am happy.
Happy.
Somebody say happy. Somebody say happy.
Happy.
Somebody say happy.
Happy.
So, what year are we in? What year are we in?
In 2016. From
2016. 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Give Jesus a mighty clap for opening this year. Wow. Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist. You can see for yourself. This lady is walking.
What, dear?
She
what?
Had a stroke 2 months ago. She could not move without this. She could not lift her hand. When you pray, the power of God touched her. She is able to lift her hand.
Wow!
And she can walk.
Walk.
Strength has come into her legs. What has God done for you? Huh?
He helped me.
He helped you?
Yes.
Wow. What has he helped you with?
I'm healed.
You've been healed.
Wow, Ifodile. Ifodile of where? Ifodile, which part is Ifodile?
Ifodile
bokai. My hand.
Your hand. Lift it up, let's see. Wow. And is this for you? This one is for you. You are walking with it.
Yes.
Can you walk without it? Walk and let's see. Walk and let's
see.
Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, 9 years ago, she was stabbed by somebody in the neck.
Who according stabbed?
Yes, stabbed. According to her, it was not blood that came out, but a fluid. After that, she was paralyzed. This evening, two people held her. One on this side, the other here. And that's how they brought her here.
Where is the other person who helped her?
Okay,
my auntie.
Your what?
Oh, she's too young. She's too. The other one is very small.
Ah, they helped her to come here.
Yes, evangelist.
She was stabbed.
By a classmate.
Your classmate?
Yes.
In your school?
Koskolo.
Huh?
Yes.
Was it in school? Mercy.
From then onwards, she was paralyzed. Walk. Evangelist wants you to walk.
Samaya.
Listen.
Amela.
This lady was stabbed in the neck. So, and she said it wasn't blood, but some fluid, probably from the spinal cord, came out.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, what happened?
This whole side. She couldn't even lift this hand. This is the first time she's lifted. Lift this hand. This is the first time.
Wow.
She's never been able to do this.
You do miracles so great.
Jesus is here.
There is no one else like you.
Come on, can you imagine that? How old are you? 28.
So 9 years ago.
And when did it happen?
9 years ago.
9 years ago. Huh?
2008. On March.
2009.
March.
She was stabbed on the side of her neck. Walk, let's see now. work. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ago, this lady found a lump in her left breast.
A lump?
A lump in her left breast in this area. Tonight, evangelist, after the prayer, she checked and the lump has disappeared.
Wow. The lump has been there since when?
For 2 years.
Wow. Is it true?
It's true, Pastor. It's gone. It's gone. Even when I came in, I have womb problems, the pains. When I just came in, I felt the Holy Spirit. It just
I said, there are many angels here tonight. I just do not know. Doctor, did you check?
I checked her breast, evangelist.
This is a medical doctor. She came all the way from Memphis, United States, just for this crusade. Did you examine her?
I examined her breast. There is no lump in her
breast. No lump in the breast. Give the Lord a shout.
Hallelujah.
For this wonderful, powerful healing in Jesus' name. Every breast cancer is disappearing in this
country.
Evangelist, another breast lump.
Another breast.
Two of them here and there. And tonight, they've all disappeared.
Really?
She's been checked by the doctor. She's okay.
I've had them
since
2012. Where was it?
On both sides.
Yeah, right here and right here. Usually the lumps come up here on the side. 75% of lumps are up here.
Since 2012.
Doctor, did you check? This is a doctor.
Yes, I checked this one too.
You examined her.
I examined her. She said she had breast lumps in both sides.
Look, one of my classmates has had both of her breasts cut off.
Yes.
My classmate. A lump appeared here, lump appeared here. They had to cut the two breasts off in England.
England,
and tonight, Dr. Jesus. Hallelujah. This is a doctor and she's checked it. Every lady here, lay your hands on your breast. Let me pray.
Father,
let every breast be protected from whatever cancer, tumor, wickedness. In Jesus' name, we block it.
In Jesus' name.
You are safe from breast cancer today and tomorrow and the years to come. Your breasts are covered. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, this lady fell 2 years ago and had a fracture of this shoulder bone.
Yes, I had a fracture on the collar neck and the
shoulder blade. So last year I went for the x-ray. I've never noticed for this past year that I've got the pain so serious. I thought maybe it's a heart problem. I went to the doctor to check me. Only found out when I went to the Tesla hospital and they checked me, they found that I've got a fracture on the shoulder neck and the shoulder blade. So today I was supposed to go to see the specialist. I just make a turn there by the receptionist. I told them, you know what? I'm going to take my miracle today. Yeah. He says, what are you saying? Are you canceling now? I said, I'm healed. I'm going to take my miracle tonight. Then I believe what I said in there. When I said, I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Wow.
I am the Lord, my healer.
I send my word
to heal you. When I'm driving, I always ask my children, please press here. It's so itchy, it's paining. There's a lot of pain on my shoulders. The kids, they rub me. Also my mother, when I arrive at home, please, mama, please rub me here. On either maybe it's tension or what. All to find out is a fracture. But believe me, I told that urologist, today I'm coming to the service. I'm coming to take my miracle.
You are also receiving your miracle.
I believe in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
This, when she says fracture, you see, when you press your shoulder here, you see the bone? That is the one that is holding everything here. For this one to break, and then the back, the flat one at the back, it's not... What have you fell down?
Yes, I fell down in the shop. We were preparing ourselves to go to the graduation of my baby girl, the last born. And then I just got into the spa.
You fell?
Yes, at the shop. When the I was shop. Back, because I was running into quickly go and fetch the Simbas and drinks to go.
Wow. Jesus, thank you.
He's a healing Jesus.
Yes.
Evangelist, 2 years ago, this gentleman had a stroke.
Wow.
He could not walk without a stick, and he could not raise his left
Come
arm.
Come on, walk
But left tonight,
yes?
He's healed. He's raising his left arm.
Lift it up.
And he's walking without a stick.
Wow.
He's walking without a stick.
Walk and let's see.
This is his wife.
Wife, what do you have to say?
I thank Lord for the miracles he's done today, tonight, for my husband. Thank you, Lord.
Has God done a miracle?
It has been a difficult 2 years for me and my family.
Why has it been difficult?
My husband couldn't walk, couldn't do anything. He was just lying there, and I was doing everything for him, bathing him and doing everything for him. So thank you, Lord.
Walk and let's see. Give the Lord a clap for the song.
Was knocked down by a car. 2011, she fell and broke her knee. From then onwards, the doctor said, you can never walk without this.
Wow.
Tonight, the power of God has touched her, and now she's walking.
Dancing better than you children in Klerksdorp. I think her dance is nicer than.
Oh, dance are offered about what came.
City.
My legs, the bone is touched and the oil is finished in my body.
What is finished?
The oil.
Between the bones.
It's finished. My bone is touched. So.
And what happened to you tonight?
Well, I see the miracle for Jesus. Jesus is great. He's very great. I'm so happy. I can't believe it's me today. I hope you. Oh,
she
so
can't believe that she's walking tonight.
Somebody say happy. Somebody say happy.
dancer, you know. You are dancing better than these young ones. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Is it not amazing the wonderful things Jesus is doing? Wow.
Hallelujah.
This, we go down this way.
Evangelist,
quickly.
This woman is 52 years.
52 years.
Since she was born, she has not been able to hear in this right ear.
Is it true?
Yes. I was born with this defect of, and then the doctor said, I've got a perforation of the ear. So they wanted to operate, but before, when I was young, my father refused because there was my cousin that operated and he became deaf. Now, as I grown up, they wanted to operate as well. 3 years ago in Joburg, but I didn't do it. Now, today, I felt the presence of God and the Holy Spirit. It opened. Whatever the ear that was, I can hear completely.
You can hear completely.
Yes, I can even close this ear and talk to you.
You can close this ear and talk. Oh, let her hold the mic, doctor. Hold it. Close that ear. Stand right there.
I can hear.
Don't look. Just whatever he says, you say. Close this one tight. No, no. The one that was good before.
I must close it.
Which one were you hearing?
I was hearing with this one.
Which one? This one?
Yes.
This one?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
true.
This is the one that
is healed. Yes. This is the one that is healed. God is good. He's a healing Jesus.
Wow! What else do we need to hear? Morena. Can you understand why will Jesus, why will an ear just open suddenly? Can you explain it? Can you explain it? Jesus is a wonderful healing Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Vivian, quickly.
2013, this gentleman had a stroke.
Stroke.
He couldn't walk and he could not raise his arm.
Wow.
But tonight the power of God came of him. He's lifting his arm. He's lifting his arm and he's walking.
Are you surprised?
I'm very surprised.
Why are you surprised?
Because I couldn't walk. I was falling when I tried to walk.
Look at this. It's a grown up. How old is this man?
Sixty-nine.
Will a 69-year-old man come and tell us fairy tales on stage? A 69-year-old man is telling us that he is happy because he could not walk and now he can walk. And you could not do what else? Your hands? You
could
what?
No, I couldn't. You couldn't lift it too high.
Wow.
It was just like this.
Yes. Power is come. Do you know why? Because when you have a stroke, the side of your brain bleeds and this part of the brain dies. So it's not working. So the other side cannot move. And that is why one side is affected. Because if it happens on this side, it means your right arm. So that when it bleeds, then it means that part of the brain dies. And you cannot make it come alive again. So there's no power. That is why they cannot move the arm and the leg. That's why they cannot walk, because they cannot move the leg. When they say move, the leg cannot move. When they say move the hand, it cannot move. They want it to move, but it cannot move. Jesus is a healing Jesus.
He's a healing.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, yes. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist 2010. Her disc. It was pressing. So she could not walk.
You were working with this?
Yes, they are mine.
They are yours?
Yes.
Show us how you used to walk with it.
I have called for them down there. Because I went up on my own dancing all the way up to you.
Wow.
And they didn't want me to come and show you that now I am healed.
You wanted to do what?
They were blocking me all the way. They didn't want me to come to you and tell you that I am now healed.
Who is that? Who is that? Who was blocking?
All the way. They didn't want us to
Hey,
don't know
one.
They
you are one, all
what?
Of you. Show us how you used to walk with it. Show us how you demonstrate.
I came with this.
How were you walking?
Yo, I cannot demonstrate now because I am no more stiff as I was before. I used to.
Right here. Jesus, thanks a million.
Yes,
doctor, what is this? Quickly. So
pain in the breast healed tonight.
Pain in the breast.
Left breast pain.
Pain
gone.
Is gone.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. What is this? Quickly.
Left shoulder pain healed tonight.
Pain in the shoulder. Thanks, Jesus. Bidia, clap for the Lord.
That's one of her crutches over
crutches.
There.
Crutches.
Yes. Two crutches. This one had two of them. Please, bring us two of them.
So, bring all the crutches together. All together.
These were hers. There she walks. There she
this
walks.
This lady was walking. Bring. To me.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Victory of Jesus to his glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He's a healing Jesus.
He's a healing
Jesus. He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus.
And now she's walking. Evangelist.
Wow.
Two
look
of
at
them.
Her walking. Look at her walking.
A healing Jesus.
Two of them.
He's a healing.
What is this wheelchair?
Evangelist, this is the first time in 2 years that this lady has come out of her wheelchair.
Help her to come.
This
beautiful.
Is the first time she's
good.
Ever stepped out of her
good.
Wheelchair.
Very good. Very good.
She's walking now.
This is the first time.
This is the first time.
This is the first time.
2 years in a wheelchair, Evangelist.
2 years.
2 years.
She's stepped out.
Today she stepped out. The power of God came over her.
To stand is a miracle.
Yes.
To take a step is another miracle.
Yes.
To walk is another miracle.
Yes.
To run is a miracle.
Yes.
Jesus is doing many miracles.
She was also holding two other crutches, Evangelist.
Crutches. All these people could not walk.
Yes.
These
two.
Are their crutches.
Come. Come.
Come. Come. Come. Fantastic. Thank you, Jesus. Quickly, strengthen the name of the Lord. Pain.
Tonight, she's able to walk.
She's walking. So many miracles. Tomorrow night, everybody here must promise to come to the crusade with 10 more people from your house.
She also has one of these evangelists.
Wow.
But she's walking.
Walking. Thank you, Jesus. Strength. Strength.
Out of line, the narrow street. To see this man from Galilee.
Just a carpenter, some say.
Just a carpenter, some say.
Leading fools.
Leading fools astray.
But many kneel.
Yet